大家一同打开罗马书。
We shall turn one more time to the book of Romans.
罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter one.
我们要注意看最后这一段的话语。
Romans chapter one, we want to place emphasis on the last passage of it.
第二十四节。
Verse number 24.
第二十六节。
26.
第二十八节。
28.
请你注意，二十四、二十六、二十八。
24, 26, and 28.
二十四，请弟兄们念。
The brother will read.
二十六，请姐妹们念。二十八，大家一同开声来念。
The brother will read 24, the sister 26, and then we read together 28.
单单二十四、二十六、二十八，二十四节弟兄们念，一、二、三。所以上帝任凭他们存着心里的情欲，行污秽的事，以致彼此玷污自己的身体。二十六，因此上帝任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲，他们的女人把顺性的用处变为逆性的用处。二十八节，他们既然故意不认识上帝，上帝就任凭他们存邪僻的心，行那些不合理的事。好，现在我们已经读了这三次，全本圣经只有这三节的圣经是一而再、再而三的提到同样的一个神意志中间最消极的一个名词。
So we have read in these three passages the three times God has repeated that, and also it is the most negative way that God expressed His will.
Only this mentioned three times.
And 只有这里提三次。
第一是什么？任凭。
To give them over.
第二是什么？任凭。
To give them over.
第三是什么？
The third.
任凭。
To give them over.
大家讲三次好不好？一、二、三。任凭，任凭，任凭。什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
也就是神不再干涉他们了。
Which means God never interfere or intervene again.
神不再光照他们。
God does not enlighten them anymore.
神不再拦阻他们。
God does not hinder them anymore.
神不再对他们说话。
And God does not speak to them anymore.
神不再差遣神的仆人对他们做拦阻的工作。
God does not send His servant to prevent them anymore.
任凭。
To give them up.
这是神的意志里面最消极的一种做法。
That's the most negative way of expressing the will of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
神的意志是宇宙中间最大的意志。
The will of God is the greatest will in the whole universe.
神的意志就行着神一切事工的旨意。
The will of God becomes the determination, the mind of all things, the will of God.
神的旨意就是神的心意。
And the will of God is the heart of God.
神的旨意就是神意志中间所定的那些事，叫做神的旨意。
And the decree of God is something which is determined by the will of God.
那么神的旨意里面，神的意志里面，到底有多少层次？
In the will and in the decree of God, what kind of levels to have?
我在圣经里面发现，神的意志里面有最少四个层次。
I find that the decree of the will of God at least have four levels in the Bible.
你们可以记载下来。
You can record it down.
第一。
The first,
就是上帝永恒的旨意或者他的计划。
That is the plan of God in eternity.
这就是神在万古以前，在亘古之内，在永恒里面所定的，这叫做永恒的旨意。
That's something God has determined in eternity.
第二样。
The second,
就是上帝的这个安排，上帝的安排。
The God's arrangement.
神有他所定的旨意以后。
God, after he has the ordination.
就在神的历史过程中间呢，神就有他奇妙的安排。
And in the process of the history, God has a very special arrangement.
第三样是什么呢？
And the third.
就是神对个人的引导。
And the God's guidance in each individual.
这还是上帝的旨意志里面的第三个层次。
And this is the third level of the will of God.
上帝引导人，
God guides people，
使一个一个不同的人可以在他智慧的引导之下，可以呢进到他的旨意里面。
So these different people under the wisdom of God can be guided into His will.
那这个安排跟许可，可能在众人同个人中间有同样的一个层次。
This arrangement and the permission of God may be from few individuals that may be the same.
所以这两样又可以变成一样。
So these two sometimes can coincide.
第三个层次是什么？
And the third level.
上帝的许可。
God's allowed.
上帝的许可。
God permit.
那这个许可就是不一定是顺服他的旨意，但是神竟然允许这些与他旨意不大相合的事情可以成就。
Which means people may not be totally submissive to God's will, but yet God so allowed them, so to permit them to do it, but then they achieve the will of God.
好了，我许可你去做。
All right, I will allow you to do it.
那这个是第三个层次。
This is the third level.
第四个层次是什么
？And the fourth level,
上帝任凭了
，that God gave up，
这个是完全消极的
，this is totally negative。
但是这些被任凭的人还没有办法脱离上帝意志对他们的管辖。
But these people who have been given up by God cannot still run away from the judgment of God and His will。
所以在这四个层次里面
，So in these four levels，
我看见最高的就是神所定的旨意
，the highest that God ordained。
以后是神的计划，同神的历史中，神的计划从神历史中间的安排。
Then God's arrangement in the process of history。
接下去就是神的许可
，and then is God's permission。
最后呢，就是神的任凭
，and the last that God giving them up。
现在我问你，这四个层次里面，哪一个层次是最好的
？In this four level, which is the best？
哪一个最好的呢
？Which is the best？
啊，当然是第一，对不对呢
？Of course, the first。
所以当基督徒追求的时候
，when Christians seek，
他不是追求神许可我随便做。
He's not seeking that God will allow me to do it in a very casual way。
他的追求，主啊，把你的旨意显明，好叫我顺从你的旨意。
But rather he's seeking that God manifest your will to me so that I can submit to your will。
所以从神的意志跟人的意志的相对性来看
，So from the relativeness of man's will and God's will，
神的旨意。也就是人一定要绝对顺从才能达到。
God's will is that man must absolutely be submissive to Him so that then we can achieve His will.
第二个层次是什么
？And the second level.
神的安排
，God's arrangement.
神的引导
，God's guidance.
那么这个层次与人的意志之间的关系是什么呢
？In this level, what kind of relationship has with human will?
这个人要查验上帝那善良纯情。可喜悦的旨意
This one wants to examine the pleasing will of the Lord
所以他不是太清楚的时候
So when it's not too clear
他就考察他就试验
He will examine, he will try and test
他就虚心的寻求要细细的考察
And very humbly he wants to examine very carefully
唯恐他所做的违背神
He's afraid whatever that he does go against God's will
唯恐他所做的没有讨神的喜悦
Less than what he does is doesn't please, not pleasing to God
所以他要知道神的引导是什么
So he wants to see what kind of guidance God has
神的安排是什么
What kind of arrangement God has
那么他就从模糊的中间明白过来
So in weakness, he tried to realize
从消极的中间跟积极的顺从
From negative, he wants to come to a very positive obedience
这样我们就需要祷告
So we learn how to pray
我们需要仰望主
So we have to look up to God
我们需要寻求主
We have to seek up His will
圣经告诉我们凡寻求我的你就必得着
And that's why the Bible says that he who seek shall find
你们要寻找耶和华
You must seek after the Lord
趁着耶和华相近的时候求告他
That when he still come near to us, you pray to him
当一个人查验神的旨意的时候
When a man examine the will of God
他寻找神的道路的时候
He want to seek the will of God
他要明白神的心意的时候
He want to understand the mind of God
神绝对不会让他迷失
Absolutely God will not allow him to go astray
神一定会引导他
God will guide him
那么上帝用各样的安排把这些有寻求有渴慕明白上帝道路的人把他带到正途里面去
Then we all different kind of arrangement God will lead those who want to seek after him into the right path
所以这第二个层次从神是引导从神是安排从我们是寻求渴慕谦卑的查验
So the second level is that from God's perspective it is he who arrange who guide but from us who want to seek to examine and to follow his will
第三个层次是什么呢
And the third level
是神许可
That God allowed.
那么在人这一方面是什么呢
Then for man's side, what it is?
就是人强求。
That man want to ask in a forceful way.
主啊，我要这样，我要这样，你给我吧。
I want this man that way, give me that.
他不是要明白神的旨意。
He doesn't want to know the will of God.
他不是怕不得到上帝的喜悦。
He's not afraid that he will not be pleasing to God.
他只要上帝听他的。
He want God to listen to him.
只要得到自己的益处。
That he want him to be profitable.
为自己的方便。
For his own convenience.
为自己的好处。
For his own benefit.
他想利用上帝。
He want to use God.
强求上帝。
He want to ask God in a forceful way.
我很怕许多罪。 热心参加祷告会的人是常常逼迫上帝的人。
And some of people who come to this prayer meeting very fervently, although maybe they're forcing God.
我很怕我们每次跪下祷告的时候都是献出我们的自私，献出我们不顺从的。
I'm afraid that many times when they kneel down to pray to God, it only manifests our own selfishness.
那么从神那一方面怎么样呢？
From God's perspective,
我已经把旨意显明给你了。
My will is manifested already.
我已经借着使徒先知把上帝的道已经告诉你了。
Through the apostle to the prophet, my will has been that told to you.
你还不肯听。
That you do not want to listen to me.
你还这样强求。
And you still ask in a very forceful manner.
你只要我的能力替你成全你要的事。
You want my power to do your will.
你只要我的恩典供应你情意所要的事。
You want my grace to provide for your lustful desire.
有许多时候上帝说好了，许可吧。
And God say, I allow you to do it.
那么这是很危险的事情。
This is dangerous.
因为你强求是得到了许可以后呢，神就让你走错路，受失败，堕落，然后才把你挽回来，你已经吃了很大亏。
Because when you ask falsely and then God allow you so that you go in the wrong way and you sin and for God to bring you back, you will suffer a lot.
从表面来说，你说上帝可以的嘛
？Supposedly you say that God can.
是他许可的嘛
？That He allowed.
是他发准证给我的嘛
？That He give me the permission.
给我通行证。
So that He give me the passport.
我有什么错呢
？I have nothing wrong.
那我告诉你，神的许可不等于神的旨意。
But when I say that when God allow doesn't mean that it's equal to the will of God.
神的许可不等于神的引导。
It doesn't, it's not equal to God's guidance.
神的许可 is not equal to God's arrangement. 不是等于他的安排。
And God's allows doesn't mean that it's equal to God's permission.
因为你强求。
Because you ask in a forceful manner.
神许可。
So God allow.
你说圣经有这样的事吗？
You see that, is there such thing recorded in the Bible?
圣经有没有这样的记载呢？
Is there such a record in the Bible?
有没有？
Is there such a thing?
我问你有没有？
Oh, yes.
有。你可以不可以告诉我怎么样的例子吗？你们想想看好不好？圣经里面到底有这样的事情吗？
Is there such a thing in the Bible?
神许可。
God allowed.
许可以后呢？
After He allowed.
人就走错路。
And then man go in the wrong way.
那为什么上帝知道我会走错路许可我呢？
Why does God know that I will go in the wrong way and He allowed?
因为你强求。
Because you ask in a forceful manner.
有没有啊？谁可以给我例子吗？啊？啊？他说什么？以色列人求王
，and when the Israel asked for the king，
还有没有呢
？Anything else？
啊，扫罗王的失败
，the failure of King Saul。
扫罗王强求做王吗？没有啊。
He didn't ask forcefully to be king。
还有什么
？Anyone else？
还有没有？以色列人。强求进山进哪里？强求进迦南，是神应许他们进迦南。
God actually promised them to go to the land of Canaan.
法老的光，法老王没有求上帝。
The hardened heart of Pharaoh actually he did not ask forcefully to God.
你一边听要想啊，我刚才讲的是什么？人强求神给他，结果呢让他失败，以后呢再鞭打管教他，啊？吃肉、啊、还有什么没有啊？有什么没有？好不好，我给你最好的例子。
I give you the best example.
好吗？好不好？浪子
The prodigal son.
有没有？你把我应该得的给我。
Whatever I deserve, give it to me.
对他来说应该得的。
To him, he deserves his aid.
爸爸把产业改制应该的。
Then the father to give the property to the son is what he deserves.There's nothing wrong with me.
我没有犯法嘛。
I did not go against any law.
父亲就给他。
So the father gave him.
许可吗？
Allow?
许可。
Yes.
是不是父亲安排那个时候给的呢？不是。
You see that the father arranged to give me at the time?
这个孩子等、no. 等老人家死，为什么这么久还不死？
So he waited for the father to die, but yet the father never died.
我等遗产，等遗产等到老了你还不去。
He is already waiting for the heritage.
所以他就祈祷时间。
So he want to expedite the time.
他就。很快要解决这个问题。
So very quickly he want to solve the problem.
要父亲顺服儿子。
So he want the father to obey the son.
圣经说什么呢？
What the Bible says?
父亲就分给他。
So the father gave him
许可
allowed
好不好啊？ 是他许可的吗？
He allowed.
是他自己给我的吗？
Then he gave me.
既然他给我，
now he has given me.
这个就是我的自由。
So this is my freedom.
既然他给我，
since he has given to me.
我就可以乱花。
I can do anything I want.
你这个浪子就花天酒地。
So that this prolific man squandered everything he had.
不久的时间呢，耗尽了所有的钱。
And then in the short while he spent all his his possessions.
这是玩弄恩典的人。
The one who play with the grace of God.
这是出卖恩典的人。
The one who betray the grace of God.
这个人是轻看神的恩典。
The one who despise the grace of God.
神许可的结果是什么呢？
When God allowed, what's the result?
他从人的地位降落，变成猪的地位。
From man's position, he goes in the position of pig.
从富有的子弟的地位，变成很穷的一个乞丐的地位。
From the son of a rich man, he becomes a beggar.
他巴不得可以拿到猪所吃的东西来充饥。
How that he desire he can eat the food of the swine.
我这句话呢，我想了很久。
I have thought through this statement many times.
表示他到底有没有吃呢？
Did he actually eat?
可能他没有吃。
Maybe he did not.
为什么他不吃呢？
Why is that he did not?
两个可能性。
Two possibilities.
最少他是良善家庭教育出来的，不是他的份，他不敢，不过巴不得可以吃。
At least he was taught from an educated background. He wanted to eat, but he did not.
第二呢？
The second.
不敢吃，因为太脏了。
He did not eat because too filthy.
所以他羡慕猪怎么可以吃得这么好。
So he desired how is that we can eat it.
可惜我是人。
Because I'm man.
如果我是猪，我就可以吃得很饱。
If I'm pig, I can eat that.
所以大巴不得可以吃猪所吃的。
So how he desired to eat the thing that the pig eat.
这个问题结果是什么呢？
Then what's the result?
他做猪的朋友的时候才发现原来他不是猪。
So when he comes the friend of the pig, he discovered that he's the pig.
他要落到猪的环境里面才发现原来我是人，不应当这样。
He has fallen to the state of a pig, and then he realized I'm a man, I'm not a pig.
他回头了。
And then he returned.
今天有许多的青年人不回头，因为他还没有见到猪。
Today a lot of young people do not want to return because they have not seen a pig yet.
直到有一天他堕落到一个地步，他发现不应该这样，我不应该在这群中间，他才想。
It was only one day when he found that I shouldn't be among these people, then he will return.
他回头的时候
，When they return,
他什么面见爸爸
？What kind of face they can come to face the father？
什么面见哥哥
？What kind of countenance they can come to face the father？
什么脸去见他的乡村里面的人？
He doesn't deserve to see all his relatives.
他自己说我不配做你的儿子。
And that's why he said, I'm not worthy to be your children.
我不配得到一切。
I'm not worthy to receive all the graces.
因为我该得的已经得了。
Because I have get what I deserve.
那个时候他才知道，如果还有给他的，那才叫做什么叫做恩典。
And then only he realized whatever is given to him at this stage is grace.
这是第三个层次。
That's the third level.
是许可。
They got allowed.
但是许可的背后还有鞭打管教回头的机会。
Behind what God allows, we think God still gives chances that He will beat us, to train us, to discipline us.
第四个最低的层次是什么？
And the fourth is the lowest level.
是神任凭。
That God gives up.
你既然要去，去吧。
Since you want to go, go.
我永远不再干涉你。
Forever, I will not interfere anymore.
我永远不再拦阻你。
I will not hinder you anymore.
我给你绝对的自由。
I will give you absolute freedom.
那么你说这样是不是人最舒服的时候？
You say that it is such a situation that man is most free.
当神任凭人的时候，
When God give people up,
也就是人妄为绝对放荡自由的时候，
Which means man can absolutely be free in the sin.
当神永恒的旨意实行在人身上的时候，
When eternal will of God is manifested upon us,
是人绝对顺从神跟随主的教宗的时候，
So they absolutely want to follow even the first step of God.
当神安排计划在引导人的时候，
When God arranges His plans and they guide us,
也就对那些寻求谦卑查验神旨意的人的时候，
It's for those who seek or humble to seek the guidance and will of God.
当神许可人的时候，
When God allow,
就是人那个时候强求神利用神要神顺服他的时候，
Which means God in a very forceful way want God to obey Him.
当神任凭人的时候，
When God give people up，
也就是人胡作乱为，把神的自由当作放荡放纵机会。
Which means they will deem the freedom that come from God as an opportunity to lead a very lustful life。
这样说来，除了神的旨意里面的四个层次
，other than the will that have of God there are four levels。
我也从这个理论告诉你，人里面人类里面只有四种品种。
And also from this theory we know that in humankind there are only four kinds of people。
一种人一生一世寻找神的旨意，一定要遵行在里面的。
For one is that in the whole life they are determined to seek after the will of God。
一种人一面走一面查验一面寻找一面盼望等候神引导。
For the others in their way they want to examine they want to test the will of God。
还有一种是利用宗教借着祷告盼望上帝成全他的一切。
Another kind will use religion forcefully want God to achieve what they want。
另外一种是神完全把他放掉，让他自由，让他自生自灭，最可怜的一种人。
And the other kind is that God has given them up so that they live in a very free and sinful life。
请问你是哪一种人
？And ask what kind of people are you？
我今天在讲下去以前
，Before I proceed，
我要把这一段先结束。
I want to conclude this section first。
就是对神旨意的四个层次的分解。
That the exposition of the four levels of the will of God。
然后这个信息一直传给你了以后
，Then after I preach this to you，
现在我们又有一段的时间祷告。
We want to pray first。
求主赦免我们
，That God will forgive us。
赦免我们过去对他的反应是什么
？Forgive our sin in the past and how in the way that we respond to God。
赦免我们过去我们灵性的放荡。
Forgive our sins so that in the past we lived in a very spiritually lustful way。
赦免我们过去的祷告中间的强硬。
And in our prayer in the past we ask God by force。
赦免我们过去没有寻求、没有谦卑、没有受造、没有查验上帝的旨意。
To forgive us in the past that we never humbly seek after the will of God。
今天我们听了这一段信息之后
And after we have heard this passage tonight,
我们对着主啊
we want to pray to God,
你复兴我
you revive me.
你把我从一个层次一个层次带回来
you want to bring me from level to level to return back to you
使我的有生之年
so that in my life
短暂的年日
in the very short life that I have
明白你永恒的旨意
to understand your eternal will
给我在这个一定要过去一去不返的世界中间
so that in this world they will surely pass one day
配得你的永远的世界
that worthy of the eternal thing of yours
使我在一早的时候
so that in the early age
越明白你的旨意行在你旨意里面
that very early I want to understand your will and walk in your will
我就一生越少浪费时间在魔鬼的手
so that in my whole life less time that I will squander in the hand of Satan
我们站起来祷告
so alright
我们大家恳切为自己祷告
we pray for ourselves
请坐
Please be seated.
当你对上帝的意志有这四个层次有了初步的了解之后
When you very initially understand the four levels of the will of God
当你就看见这一段里面的事情是严重的不能再严重的地步
You can see that this passage is so serious
这个堕落已经到了这个地步
And this fallenness has come to such a situation
堕落的真正的原因就是因为不要神
And true falling is that because we do not want God
一个人不要神不是因为没有神
When a person doesn't want God it's not because there's no God
相反的因为他明明知道有神而他不要
But rather because they truly know that there's God but yet they do not want God
这就是整个人类不可救药的真正的原因
And that's the reason why that man cannot be saved
无论人类历史怎样的演进
No matter how man studies the civilization develop
无论人的文化怎样的进步
Or how our culture progress
无论人的教育何等的普遍
How our education become very popular
无论人的科技继续不断的发达下去
How our technology continue to develop the climate
人类不可救药的最基本问题就在罗马书第一章最后这一段里面
The reason why that man cannot be savable It is recorded in the last passage of Romans
为什么呢
Why
因为这样的罪恶
Because all kinds of sin
没有办法逃脱这些经文里面的范围
He cannot escape the realm of fear the realm of these few passages
自己的罪呢不是单单在人的身体的方面
And this sin is not just only in our physical body
跟在人的思想的方面
But rather in our mind
在人的感情里面
But rather in our emotion
在人的意志的方面
But rather in our will
在人的心灵里面
But rather in our spirit
这关系了人与神的关系
All this related to us our relationship with God
关系了人与自己的关系
It's also related to us as a person
关系了人与人的关系
And also, he hates human relationship.
人与整个历史同时空的关系。
He also concerns our relationship with history, also with space.
关系人的永恒中间的命运的关系。
He also concerns our destiny in eternity.
也关系人与动物之间的关系。
He also also concern a relationship in the animal realm.
所以这几节的圣经把人堕落以后的状况，从堕落的真正的原因都提出来。
So these few verses has described the situation, the reason why the man have truly fallen.
像我邀请我们读圣经的时候
，So when you read the Bible, I invite you.
我劝你能够看到里面的总原则。
You will see the principle.
不是看到一个字一个字啊，我懂了，我已经读过了，我就比别人更好，不是那样不行。因为每一段圣经有它独特的重要性。
Because in every passage, there's very unique importance.
是与全本圣经有不可分开的关联在。
And it cannot be separated from all the totality of the Bible.
那罗马书第一章最后的这一段到底要讲什么
？Romans chapter one, the far last verse, few verses. What does he want to say?
有一个人离开神以后，他。过的生活将会变成怎么样
？It is only about to say that if a man were to live, what kind of life that he will lead?
离开神的生活
，If you were to depart from God,
就是个别不纯的生活。
Which means you live alone.
而神从来没有造人成为一个个别不纯的一种存在。
But God has never created as a being that can live alone.
神造我们是为他自己而。
God has created us for His sake.
所以人不能没有神而生活。
So man cannot live without God.
当人自以为没有神自己。可生活的时候
，When man deem or thought that he can live without God，
他就掉到两个可能性。
Then he has fallen into two possibilities。
一个可能性，他以物同其等看待自己。
The first is he fallen to the state whereby he's the same as the animal。
他把自己和动物等量齐观。
And he equal himself as the animal。
虽然他的被造的形象的位份不是动物
，Even though he has created the kind of image the position is different from animal，
但他的人格会低落到一个地步，好像畜生一样的生活。
But then his personality can be fallen in this kind of stage to become the animal。
第二
，The second，
当一个人与神脱离关系的
，When a man depart from God，
他的第二个可能性就把自己当成神一样高抬自己。
The second possibility of him to elevate himself as if he's God，
把自己当成神的时候，就把别人当成畜
，When
he 当成物
，When he deemed himself as God， he deemed others as animals or things。
特别是那些自以为有恩赐、有才干、有比别人更大的智能的人
，Especially for those who thought that they're more intelligent, more talented than compared to others，
他们把自己当成神来看待
，So they deem themselves as God，
把别人当成神之下，可以用他自己虚假的全能随便。对待的事物
and will treat others in their false authority other than things and animals。
世界历史就是这两个极端中间继续不断演进
and the history will move in these two extremes。
相反的
and in the reverse，
如果一个人真的把神当作神的话
，if a man truly deem God as God，
他就会把己当作己，把人当作人。
He will honor himself as self and others as others。
他与神有相对对存的正常关系。
When he have a normal relationship or a relative existence compared to God，
他就知道人在神面前应当敬畏他。
He know that he got to fear God，
应当顺从他。
He got to obey him，
应当学习他。
He got to learn from him，
应当领受他所启示的真理。
He got to receive his revelation，
按照启示真理所提供给我们的原则。
And according to the principle that revealed in the revelation，
怎样立居，怎样处己。
And how he deal with himself and profit from himself，
怎样待人，怎样处理别人。
And how he deal with others and profit others，
这样就创造了宇宙一个我之间的和谐。
Then there be harmony in the universe of how we deal with individuals，
也创造了个我与个我之间的和谐。
And also the harmony between individual and individuals，
又创造了个我与别的个我之间的和谐。
And harmony between individuals and others，
那这就是所谓的齐家治国平天下的那个理想。
And that's ideal of how we cultivate ourselves， how we also manage our home and how manage the whole country。
齐家治国平天下的这个基础是什么的？
What's the foundation of for us to cultivate all this？
你就是要修正你自己。
Which means you got to correct yourself。
你要就有一个真正的人的个性被建立起来。
Because your personality must be built up。
那这样的圣经在这里给我们讲的就是这个事。
And that's what being expounded in the Bible in this passage。
因为十九二十节
，Because verses 19 and 20
先提到了这个。普遍启示神存在的事实已经在人心里。
It first mentioned that God's existence in the general revelation is in everyone's heart。
虽然你眼不能见
，even though you cannot see him，
你无可推诿
，but you cannot make an excuse。
借着所造之物
，and according to what has been created，
你就看见神的永能从神性。
You can see that God's eternal nature and power。
你心里面的直觉
，in your intuition，
已经给你显明了上帝是存在。
Manifested to you that God exists。
那么二十一节到二十三节告诉我们。
Verse verses 21 to 23,
人故意不愿意顺服这个。
When men do not want to submit to this,
二十一节到二十三节
，verses 21 to 23,
也就是引申了或者继续不断发展了第十八节最后一句话的意思。
It developed the meaning of the last verse of the 18.
十八节最后一句话是什么呢
？Because the last statement of verse 18 says,
行不义，阻挡真理。
Those who go in the unrighteous way to suppress the truth.
行不义阻挡真理，或者原文说，因为不义的缘故，他们就压制了真理。
And also the Greek language says that because of unrighteousness, he wants to suppress the truth.
压制什么真理呢
？Suppressing what truth?
这句话就在二十一到二十三里面提出来了。
And that's mentioned in verses 21 to 23.
大家再读二十一到二十三，好不好
？Verses 21 to 23, we'll read together.
第二十一一直到二十三节，一同来读。因为他们虽然知道上帝，却不当作上帝荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变得虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了，自以为聪明，反成了愚拙，将不能朽坏之上帝的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽走兽昆虫的样式。这三节的圣经就是压制真理的人所行的事情。
And these three verses describe those who suppress the truth, what kind of way they practice.
所以故意否定神。
When they purposely want to deny God,
不把神当作神。
And do not honor God as God,
不感谢神。
And do not give thanks to God,
不荣耀神。
Do not glorify God,
反倒自以为聪明，可以创造出一个听自己话的神。
But deem themselves as clever, can create a God that listens to them.
这就是上个礼拜我们提到了。
And that's what we mentioned last week.
受造的受造的受造。
And the creator of the creator of the creator.
Created of the creator of the creator. 受造的人用受造之物造了一个受造的神。
The created being using the creator. Created them to create God.
神不是受造的
，But God is not creator.
神是创造者
，God is a creator.
你不把创造者的地位该有的荣耀当他是创造者
，You do not honor the creator as creator and glorify him as creator.
相反的，你用受造的手段造出一个受造的神来
，But rather using a creator creativity, you want to create a creator God.
然后你把受造的人称为神
，Then you will call this created man as God.
你就是自己欺骗自己的，他是创造者
，Then you deceive yourself that he is a creator.
那么你怎么会创造一个创造者出来
？How can you create a creator?
如果你创造一个创造者出来，那个创造造者是被你创造的，他是受造的创造者。
If you create a creator God, that creator God then is a creator creator.
而你一定要用一个原料把它造出来，对不对
？You must use a material to create it.
那个原料的本质也是受造的。
And that material is a creator thing.
是神造了人，神造了物，人用物造一个假神。
So God has created man, God has created thing, and then man use a creator thing to create a creator God.
这就是受造之物，受造的人用受造之物造一个受造的神。
So the created man using a created thing to create a created God.
除了人，没有动物有这个可能。
Other than man, there's no possibility with animals to create such things.
为什么呢
？Why?
动物只有在受造之中结束了。
Because animal is created them, and that's the full stop.
那么人与动物不同在哪里
？But where's the difference from man and animals?
人在受造界中间是唯一有创造者的形象样式。
In the created being, man is the only one that created after the image and likeness of God.
上帝的形象样式
，the likeness and image of God,
成为造人的一个这个很重要的本质。
It became a very important essence whereby man's created.
所以人像神。
So man, he's like who?
人有神的形象。
He has the image of God.
人有神的样式。
He has the likeness of God.
那么像神到底像神的什么呢
？And to be like God, like what?
归正神就告诉我们，理性、德性、法性是三大内容。
Reform theology will tell us that it's intellectuality, morality, and also the spirituality.
这是归正神学对整个神学界里面人论的这个神学最重要的贡献。
That's a very important contribution of Reform theology in the doctrine of man.
那这句话是从以弗所书四章二十四节提出来的。
And this from Ephesians 4 verse 24 we extract it.
因为人有人真理的仁义同圣洁。
Because we have the righteousness and holiness of man.
所以动物没有这三样。
Yet human, this animals don't have this.
人有真理的仁义同圣洁。
We have also the holiness and righteousness of truth.
所以真理就是理性的层次。
And also that truth belongs to rationality.
仁义就是法性的层次。
Righteousness belongs to laws.
圣洁就是这一个德性的层次。
And holiness becomes to morality.
所以人是唯一有仁义、有真理、有圣洁。 观念和追求的货物。
So man is the only being, living being that has to seek after this morality.
真理的仁义和圣洁。
And the righteousness and the holiness of truth.
大家一同说，真理、仁义和圣洁，这是人有神的形象。
That is because man have a likeness of God.
但是我个人在圣经研究中间呢
，So in my personal study of the Bible,
我发现神的形象超过这三个本质。
I find that the image of God actually transcends all these three things.
凡是神性里面所有的
，Because whatever we say we have,
在人里面的本性中间都有它的影子。
And also we have that image of God.
所以神是永恒的
，God is eternal.
人有永恒在心中
，So man have eternity in the heart.
不但理性。发性的性的问题
Not only we have morality, we also have this legality, we also intellectuality.
我们看到了还有一个很重要恒性在里面
We see there is eternalness in us.
神是自由的
God is free.
所以人也有自由的本性在里面
So we have this freedom.
人的自主性是根据神的绝对主权的形象造的
Our autonomy actually is created after the autonomy of God.
所以这个自我控制、自我表述自我意志行动的自由性是人有神形象的另外一方面
So the self-control, self-manifestation the moving according to our will actually is manifesting the nature of God
当然这个 liberty as a basic nature of human being is a basic and the foundation of morality
当然我们是所谓的自由乃是人的这个伦理道德基础
但是除此以外还有一个很重要的事情
Other than this is one more thing
就是神是创造者
But God is creator
所以人被造的时候才有创造性
And that's why man is created with his creativity.
人的创造性就是创造者的创造功能的影子。
And man's creativity actually is the shadow of God's creativity.
因为人有创造性
，because man has this creative nature.
所以才有伟大的文化艺术创作应有的可能。
And that's why there's a possibility of creating culture, music, and art.
所以只有创造力的人
，and these people with creativity
在各种文艺的城市里面把他们的创造力发挥出来的时候
，in all forms of art when it manifests this creativity，
他们真像个小的神一样。
Just like a small God,
有他们发挥创造力的范围。
So there is a realm for them to manifest the creativity.
艺术家的这个帆布
and this art, when have this cloth,
就成为这些图画家创造世界的一个范围。
Become the painter, they create their own world.
文章里面发挥的思想。
And also the articles
就是成为文学家创造思想的这个表述的一个程序
And it becomes the writer, the channel for them to manifest their creativity
艺术家借着琴同借着音的这个描写就把他们在音界里面创造性表达出来
And also the musician according to the sound and instrument they want to create music
那么无论你怎么创造
No matter what way you create
你都不应当创造用创造性创造一个创造者
You cannot use your creativity to create a creator creator
因为这是对神的冒犯
Because this is something that gone against God
拜假神
If you worship false God
造假神
If you manifest a false God
崇尚假神
And also you worship false God
这就是对神最大的侮辱
This is the greatest insult to God
但是世间的许多的人不但不明白他还以为那个就够了就可以代替真神
Today a lot of people do not understand it They thought that the creator God is good enough
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters
你不要你的父亲
You don't want your father
你用泥土做一个很像你父亲的 你叫他叫他爸爸爸爸
You use this earth to create your own father You call him father.
当你的爸爸来说你在做什么的时候
When a father come what and say what are you doing
他说我在孝敬我的爸爸
He said I'm being filial to my father
那你爸爸说好了你不要我要他可以反正都是爸爸
And the father would he say that Okay never mind you don't want me
是不是如此当然不是的
Of course you want to say that
你爸爸就给你一巴
Okay your father will slap you
这是爸爸
This is father
那绝对不是爸爸
That absolutely is not father
真正的爸爸只能一个
Your true father, there's only one.
这就是基督教被许多宗教恨恶的原因。
And that's why Christianity is being hated by all other religions.
Why? In the 十条诫命里面。
Because in the Ten Commandments.
第一条是什么
？The first.
除了我以外，你不可有别的上帝。
Other than me, you cannot have other God.
凭着什么？
Based on what?
凭着什么上帝这么讲
？Based on what God said?
因为只有他是独一的上帝。
Because He is the only God.
你明白吗
Understand?
因为他是独一的上帝。
Because he's the only God.
所以他有这样的资格。
And that's why he's qualified.
他有这样的权能。
He has this authority.
他有这样的责任。
He has this responsibility.
把最大的境界放在第一条。
And put the first commandment as the first commandment.
因为他是神。
Because God.
你不把神当作神，把你自己造的当作神，你是何等侮辱你自己创造者，你的神。
If you do not honor God as God and put the first one as God, actually you are insulting your own creator.
所以你就违反了律法第一条。
So you are going against the first commandment.
这就是为什么呢？在以色列的他们希伯来人的整个圣经里面，最重要的一节圣经是希，是这一个。这个生命记第六章第四节。
And that's why for the whole Israel, the most important verse in the Old Testament for them is in Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4.
就是摩西五经里面的一个经节。
That is a very important key verse in the Pentateuch.
他们称这些圣经叫 Shema。
Shema。
Shema 就是听啊。
Listen.
以色列啊，你要听。
The Israel, listen.
你的上帝是独一的上帝。
Your God is the only God.
你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的上帝。
You must love your God with all your mind, with all your way, with all your heart and strength.
这是人在神面前一个绝对的责任。
That's man's absolute responsibility before God.
切嘛，
切嘛，
听啊
，listen.
以色列啊，你要听。
Israel, listen.
你的上帝是独一的上帝。
Your God is the only God.
好，现在我用一个手指表示一个东西，以后我不解释了。
Now I use my finger to represent something. I will explain.
原文这个上帝
，in the original language,
用的 Eloheinu.
And Eloheinu.
从希伯来文来说
，in Hebrew,
不是单数的
，it's not a singular,
不是双数的
，not a dual,
是超过双数
，but plural.
所以英文里面有 singular and plural。
And single and plural in English,
少数与多数
and one and many.
不就没有了
In Chinese, we don't have it.
一个人
a person,
两个人三个人一万个也是人
Without S in Chinese.
英文不是的
English different.
是 one boy,
one boy,
two boys,
two boys,
three boys,
three boys.
你不能够一个人两个人你没有这个事情
Well, in Chinese, there's no S.
所以中文数多数之分。
So Chinese they don't different between single and plural.
但希伯来文呢
？But in Hebrew,
一个人
，one person，
两个人
，even two persons，
不一样。
It's different.
两个人
，two persons，
三人又不一样。
And three persons different.
有单数
，singular，
有数
，dual，
才多数
，and plural。
但一句圣经，以色列啊，你要听。
And when that was Israel, must listen.
接下去说什么
？And what?
上帝看着你，大家注意看。